Okay, gentlemen, let's get our rules of the road straight. We're going to a place called Monster Joe's Truck and Tow. Now, Monster Joe and his daughter Raquel are sympathetic to our dilemma. The place is North Hollywood. So a few twists and turns aside, we'll be going up Hollywood Way. Now, I'll drive the tainted car. Jules, you ride with me. Vincent, you follow in my Acura. Now, if we come across the path of any John Q. Laws, nobody does a fucking thing till I do something.
Right.
What did I say?
Don't do shit unless.
Unless what?
Unless you do it first.
Spoken like a true prodigy. How about you, Lash LaRue? Can you keep your spurs from jingling and jangling?
Mr. Wolf, look, the gun went off. I don't know why. I'm cool. I promise you.
Fair enough. Now, I drive real fucking fast, so keep up. If I get my car back any different than I gave it, Monster Joe's gonna be disposing of two bodies.
You think you got any thug in you?
But Bud White is a valuable officer.
White's a mindless thug.
We're not intimidated by thugs.
Mugs, pugs, thugs. Litwits, halfwits, dimwits.
Thug means never having to say you're sorry.
Oh, yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm Jim. He's Clarkson with Film Thugs. Welcome back. We're actually going to talk about movies at some point during this.
Yes.
At some point, ostensibly. I spent the day, first off, buying all the accoutrement to go. I bought a weed eater and forgot to buy an extension cord.
Oh.
I bought a shop vac that also, the top pops off, leaf blower.
Yeah.
What? Such a bargain. I bought an outlet that has two USB ports in it so I could charge devices directly from it. And then I found out, oh, there's apparently more involved to replacing an outlet than there is a light switch, because I replaced two light switches this week.
Nice.
And as soon as we find the lights, we're going to replace the bathroom lights, all that. It's going to be great. It's fun. I feel like a man.
Nice.
Own a home, and God damn it, I deserve this.
He's having a Big Flats.
I am. I'm drinking a Big Flats. And
a
just
tremendous whack.
Yep. Really, those is two things, that's all I really need right there. So
before we even get started,
yes,
a moment. The Ultimate Warrior has died.
Yeah.
And I was terribly depressed.
Yeah. You doing better?
A little.
So I take it this is his theme song.
Yeah.
That's not a bad one.
Oh,
it's
good.
One. Nice.
7-year-old me was just like, holy shit, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
This is what music should sound like.
And, yeah.
So I've been buying furniture this week.
Yeah.
Looking at least. And first off, most furniture places close at 5 o'clock because fuck you.
Yes.
Evidently, that's their sales policy.
Unless you want to open up a line of credit with us.
Yeah.
And we'll stay open.
Oh, mm-hmm.
The wings of a blackbird spread. Well, we'll stay open.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Here's the thing. Now, I went to there was one that I have had possibly the worst experience I've ever had shopping for anything at this place. And I don't want to put the place on blast or publicly down. So I'm just going to make up a name. We'll just call it Lewis Shanks Furniture.
Right.
Okay. Totally make up a name.
Yeah.
We got there close to closing, and there was a salesman who's like, okay, cool, let me show you. We got 6 floors of furniture, blah. Let me show you. What are we looking for? And he's like, we're like, well, we're looking for this. Gets us on the elevator. Boom, we're upstairs. We are running past him. He is at one point 20 feet in front of me, talking over his shoulder, trying to rush us through this. We walk by stuff in hopes like, that looks nice. Yeah. Boom. We didn't get, unless he showed it specifically to us, we didn't get to look at it. We didn't get to touch it. We didn't get anything.
Nice.
So, you know, we should just avoid. I'm going to avoid that place.
Yeah.
Henceforth. However, Haverty's had some nice stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not too terribly expensive, but here's the motherfucker of Haverty's. We go through and we find this sectional that we really like, because we're thinking maybe a sectional just because, you know, it's got that badass corner that I can blah, blah, you know, blap myself back in,
blap.
You know, and just
a tremendous whack.
And It's one where, you know, Hope and I can kind of cuddle together, but not necessarily. And it's not the same as two sofas. You know, we can be closer. Yeah. So it's a cool idea. We find it. We're like, wow, that's, you know, $2,100. We could probably afford that. And that's not a bad price for everything we're going to be getting. The woman's like, oh, cool. Well, we'll customize this out. We can put whatever you want on it. Shows us the fabrics and all that. We pick a fabric. She runs it through. She's like, well, that'll be, after your savings, $5,000. And we were like, huh? And she goes, well, most of that is the fabric. Well, what if we want this other fabric? Ran it through. Tax title out the fucking door, $3,000. Like, so.
That's some badass fabric.
Exactly. I was like, is this?
What is this?
The shit that elves weave?
Yeah.
That's whatever?
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah. Mm.
You don't have any lampshades made of the same material, do you?
It was just a very odd moment. We're like, what the fuck? Are you serious?
How dare you?
How dare you? Like I say, how dare you?
So I'm ready. I've got shit chambered up whenever,
that's
man.
That's beautiful.
We're going to play a little game.
Okay.
I have three stories. One took place in Florida.
Right.
One took place in Arkansas.
Okay.
One took place in Oregon. One of these you might be able to get because it's been on the news, but there's a gynecologist who was recently arrested for taking photos during his exams. A school has proposed dress code for parents coming to pick their children up, and 38 million gallons of drinking water had to be dumped because a teenager urinated in the reservoir. Florida, Arkansas, Oregon. Which one do you think happened? Where? Do you want me to pick one and have you name it?
Yeah.
Okay, I will go with gynecologist taking pictures. Florida, Arkansas, or Oregon?
Oregon.
No.
Damn!
Okay. 38 million gallons of drinking water had to be dumped. Florida, Arkansas, or Oregon?
Arkansas.
Nope.
God damn it.
School proposes dress code for parents picking up kids.
Florida?
Yes. Yes. The gynecologist was Arkansas and the reservoir was Oregon.
Well,
that's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It really is.
Kills because it's one
a
of those,
shitty win, but a win nonetheless.
Yeah, it's one of those where you kind of look at it and you go, okay, Florida, those are strange, but they're not stupidly strange.
Well, it's not Louisiana strange.
Swing and a miss. Yeah, you have to exit it. You have to kill the program and start over.
Oh.
And to go through and, you know, do the thing
God
where you double click the button and wipe it. No.
Okay.
No, you actually have to, you know how to, you have to do the thing where you double click it and then swipe it off to completely kill the program. Yeah, no. It's just
a tremendous whack. Fuck it.
Son of a filthy fat titted whore.
Calm down, Clarkson.
No.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? Like I say, how dare you? Like I say, how dare you?
Are you lampooning me, me drapes?
I would like to masturbate right now in this car. You know, if I had my stuff with me, I would.
Now, I know you'd all prefer to go to a bar, drink
this is the interlude.
And eat chips of various textures.
Timothy 2:11 says women aren't supposed to talk.
It feels like a third cock.
You want me to fix
I don't
it
know
for
what the fuck I'm doing.
Here, let me see it. Let me see it. All you got to do is you double click the button and that pulls up all the things.
See.
Swipe that now. Now it should work. I reopened it for you even. See? Bob's your uncle.
Never mind.
Yeah, I just went to the Costco over here. It's fucking crazy nice.
Louisiana Costco?
Yeah. God damn it. Have you turned off the sound on yours?
No.
The ringer's not shut off? I don't know. What'd you do?
I was just playing it. Never mind.
Oh, you turned the volume down.
I did?
Yeah, when you were playing that song, you turned the volume down.
Oh, that's right. I'm a fucking moron.
Try it again.
No.
Louisiana Costco.
Jambalaya, crawfish pie, and filet gumbo. Son of a bitch, we'll have big fun on the motherfucking bayou.
That doesn't feel any good at all.
His dulcet tones. dulcet tones. But yeah, seriously, man, other than stuff with the house, getting the alarm put in.
Yeah.
And we decided, it was like, oh, fuck it. Go ahead, put the glass break sensors downstairs, all that. So we're secure. It's nice. We're secure. I'm like, you know, it's odd when the guy comes by. He's like, well, we got a water softener. I'm like, that sounds like value. It will save us money in the long run. And yes, I believe
I'll
that's
take
a good,
that.
And they had this thing where it's like, hey, how much do you spend on soap products in a month? And we're like, that's a weirdly personal question. But they go, dude, Here's the thing. As a bonus with this, here's this company we're partnered with. We will give you essentially a 5-year supply of like dish soap, detergent, soap, shampoo. What? I know. We were like,
what?
Yeah, I don't know, but it's a thing. We lucked out. That's all I can say.
Wow.
That's all I can say. Yeah.
Crazy.
I know. What a world we live in.
It is. Quite a world.
It's fucking big flats, man. But yeah, it's strange. Other than that, literally, we fucking scampered about looking at furniture, and we've kind of discovered Haverty's. That's going to be the bomb. That's the one to go with. But yeah, the other ones, that was some bullshit. It's, no, we're closed. It's 5 o'clock.
We did the same thing last week when we went to dinner last Friday and going out. Like, well, we'll go to Costco afterwards to get small stuff for the
party. Closes like at 8.
Yeah, didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Got there about 15 minutes till.
Mm-hmm.
So we were those people.
Yeah. That is a
at a Costco.
That's a glorious fucking Costco, though, isn't
it? Oh, man.
Yeah.
So I spent $190 just in a shopping spree.
Yeah.
But I didn't win anything.
Right.
I didn't pay for it all.
Yeah. See, I was like, okay, we need these light bulbs. We need this. I'll take a refrigerator, a garden hose. Such a deal. So, yeah, it's a place to get fucking swept away.
Really good.
But dude, we are inching ever closer to having that fucking. I'm thinking about calling it Canon Studios. Like Canon Pictures, because of the, you know, Battle of Gonzales connection and all that. So, Canon Sound Studios. I like the idea of it. Old Canon.
Old Canon.
Yes.
Old Cockface. Little known Texas history.
Wow.
That was the name of the canon.
Oh, Cockface McGee. You remember him.
No, wasn't McGee.
No, McGee?
No.
This is McGillicuddy.
Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah. Cockface Gonzalez.
Yes.
He's in every history book.
Yeah.
Every history
read book. Read up. Phil Collins knows this.
Yeah, evidently that motherfucker knows everything about the Alamo.
He knows.
Hear me.
That's what's so weird. Like, other people from other states don't understand the Texas history thing. Like, in seventh grade, what social studies class did you take?
Texas history.
Same here. We're the only state that does that. Because we're the only state that was ever a country.
That's right.
You know.
So
we've had a bit of a background. But yeah, dude, I love the fact that I put on a 10-minute podcast, left the house, arrived here before it was over.
Nice.
Like, holy shit, it took me 7 minutes, door to fucking door.
That is beautiful.
Bell to bell. But yeah, right now, I realized when we helped you paint, two things that we need to get. First off, I had rubber gloves on.
Ah,
so,
man.
Boom. And we got those little edger painters.
The little bitty ones?
Yeah, the little squares.
Oh, okay.
Dude. Fucking cut the amount. Like, seriously, we painted my entire office in less than an hour.
Nice.
Because I got the V-shaped one, went thump, thump, got the corner, did the edges, rollered it while Hope's sitting there hitting all the little stuff. Dunzo. Boosh.
Nice.
And tomorrow, I get to go see the Longhorn scrimmage after having lunch with Mr. Charlie Strong.
Ah.
Who, without even having talked to him, he is my favorite fucking person in the world. Did you hear what he is not allowing the team to do?
No. Really?
They haven't earned it yet. He says, you have not earned the right to throw up a hook'em horn sign. Holy shit. I love this guy.
Nice. What about Hail Satan?
Totally okay.
Okay.
He is down with Baphomet.
Just wanted to know.
Yeah. He's down with all of it.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you have happening in your world?
Not much.
Not much.
Stephen Colbert. Got the Letterman gig.
Yes, yes.
In equal news, I had breakfast.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
We got an email from the film woo that said, His Holiness has deigned to return to his people. Thought you'd like to know, since there has been very little buzz about this, it is something about Alex Jones at the BBC. And I can't get it to play on my phone. I want to fucking play it so bad right now, but I can't.
Oh,
because, you know, we can't. But the idea for today's show actually comes from Adam McMahon in the UK. He was digging what we were talking about, but he said, on a different note, I just watched 12 Years a Slave, and my lady friend said how much she didn't think Mr. Pitt could act. I can't remember you doing a Brad Pitt-themed show. How about a show on handsome actors that don't get taken seriously due to their looks? We might do that at some point.
Maybe.
However, this is a good one to go with here for the for this. So when we get into it eventually, we will be talking Brad Pitt. But I got a Google Voice today.
Did you?
And I think it's probably another one of those spam things. But holy crap, it's amazing. Whoa, hold on. You called me at 8:30. Did you call this today?
Yes.
Okay, 8:30.
No.
Well, because it has your name and picture.
No.
Okay. We have to see you without the school, the calling, because the water, like, decided doctor strategies. Yeah, we're at last. Without here, the whole, without the fear. We are coming home. We all wish we make nada never come home. But the magic that you feel, if you were for lifetime, we'll all hold off on the cross. One of for O before the sauce. But we can release yourself. But the only way is, do you know we go to alone 305 and we are still with the ad in the right C, removing the windy, we'll go over the first time if we're evil or designed. Do we want to hear this? or should we just leave it at that?
I think you should.
Okay, let's see what we get. Oh, play, you bastard.
We're the ship without the storm. The cold without the warmth. Light inside the darkness that it needs. Yeah. We're a laugh without tear. The hope without the fear. We are coming home. We're off to the witch. We may never, never come home. But the magic that we feel is worth the lifetime. We're all born upon the cross. We're the throw before the toss. But you can release yourself. But the only way is down. We don't come alone. We are fire. We are stone, with a hand that writes and quickly moves away. We'll know for the first time if we're evil or divine.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. I tried to channel a teen.
I think I got him.
you nailed it across the fucking...
I'm also a Trekkie.
Oh, I am also a Trekkie. Fucking dude. Ah. Yes, that was wonderful. See, folks, even if you're on the show, we're gonna play your fucking calls when you hit up. Oh man, I just gotta say, going through Lowe's, spending an afternoon at Lowe's, interesting, especially up here. They give you bags.
Yeah,
who fucking knew?
Plastic bags for days.
Yeah,
HEB.
Mm-hmm.
Any place you go,
it's wonderful.
AutoZone.
Yeah,
plastic bags.
So to give you an idea, my week on Tuesday.
Oh wait, before we get into Tuesday.
Okay.
And we're on the subject of plastic bags.
Yes.
And towns adjacent to ours that don't have plastic bags to give out anymore.
Yes.
I know we talked about the soccer stadium.
Oh yeah.
Only accessible by public transport.
Oh yes. Well, as it should be.
I don't know if you told me this and I blocked it out. But at the housewarming party, my cousin Tom said, oh, yeah, it's also going to be built. In the middle of Lady Bird Lake.
Fucking no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
That's the proposed idea. They're going to build the stadium in the middle of the lake. Okay. And they'll have a train that runs through it. And it's only accessible by the by public transport via the train, canoe, or boat. Yes.
There was something in the middle you said there. Again, I didn't realize
only
that we were in
by
Hiawatha.
Train, canoe, or boat. I guess for comedy's sake, it would be boat then canoe.
No. No, you hit canoe. Or am I going to be able to get there by zip line as well?
Yes.
I'd be all over that. I'd watch fucking professionals. No, I wouldn't. First off, it's going to be a semi-pro team, let's be honest.
Oh, no, no, no. They want Major League.
Major League
you
soccer.
Can look it up. I've seen the artist renderings of their proposed structure.
It's going to be glorious. Here's my issue. Here's what I'm going to say about it. Maybe make the traffic lights flow a little better. Maybe, I don't know, make the prove the quality of the roads. But we're probably going to have a bunch of fucking people who whine and bitch about everything saying, no, we should no taxes on this. Bring in a team for free and maybe we can get David Beckham and blah, 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 blah.
It feels like a third cock.
I believe he was quoted along with our mayor. Excuse me.
Wait, Beckham?
Yes. Not my mayor. Former mayor.
A tremendous whack.
Yes. Lee Leffingwell.
Yes.
As saying it was a great idea and a great move for soccer in America. Something along those lines. Yeah. Who cares?
Here's the thing. Are they going to serve nothing but PBR and mustache wax? Because probably. Those are the only fucking people.
Are they?
I don't know. I really hope it works because here's the thing. There's two defined groups of soccer fans in Austin. There are all of the folks from Mexico. Mm-hmm. And then there's like the folks who want to be into a sport but don't want to be like, oh yeah, America's blah, blah, blah. I'm just into this European hate crime with a ball. I'm going to get into some shit in a second here, but imagine those two commingling on a train.
Sounds good to me, especially after a few lager beers.
Yes, a few lager beers, that shit's going to go. Now, what I love, here's the thing. There is this, like, this thing that they put online where it's like, it's not football. They don't use their feet, and it's not a ball. It's like an egg. It's a hand egg. There's okay, pictures that on there. Here's the thing. If we want to be pedantic about it, mm-hmm. a soccer ball is not a ball either.
No.
That's a truncated icosahedron.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a ball.
No.
It might seem round, but it is a collection of, I believe it is pentagons and hexagons, but it is not a ball.
No, it isn't.
And here's
in fact, the only sport that has a ball
mm-hmm.
is kickball. And even then.
Yeah.
Really?
Right. Baseball with the seams, that's an area. Here's the thing. If Pele's going to play, I'll go. Other than that, no. Did you see Pele? There was an interview Jon Stewart did with Pele. It was fantastic. Because Jon Stewart played soccer in college, was really into it. And Pele was like, you know, when I grew up, there wasn't equipment. There wasn't this. And now in America, there's and Jon Stewart's like, you know why that's happened, right? He was like, okay, this is, Jon goes, no. And just points at him. And then at the end, Pele gives him an autographed jersey. Hey, you've never seen Jon Stewart just like,
yay, a thing.
It's a soccer thing. And yes, it's soccer.
So, the same town.
Oh, God.
The same town that's proposing that we can only access this fucking cobra-like terradrome in the middle of Lady Bird Lake.
Fucking canoe.
I guess is suggesting that we park at some other place and
take the train
in
or a canoe. Here's
or a canoe. Oh, so we can just park in different spots and take trolleys or trams or whatever the fuck to that train. Right.
Well, yeah.
And it'll all work out just fine.
Totally. Yeah.
Just like the Trail of Lights. I'm going to get super Austin on you right now. Uh-huh. That is a clusterfuck.
Oh God. Yes. Oh,
as a 1 year veteran God, of the Trail of Lights.
I will never go.
Oh my God.
Lived in Austin near 20 years. Will never go.
Oh my God.
It's fucking awful. I've been stuck in traffic from people trying to go.
Oh my God.
It's awful. Yeah.
These are the same people that are going to organize this.
You know what I'd love? If they want to go really cobra, since apparently it's a fucking island only.
It should submerge.
No. They need to have a hang gliding like dock where you can hang glide and land and boom.
Trouble bubbles. That's what this needs.
Yes.
And I'll get behind this.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not saying the problem's unfixable, Clarkson. I'm just saying
all day, son.
Austin doesn't have the balls or the cock to make it happen.
The fire rises.
Yes. Yes. Mm.
So,
but no, that idea.
You're really, 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 really smart and pretty.
Mm-hmm. Oh man,
yeah, that's it.
But yes, so all my shit's going well.
Good.
My house is mine. We're slowly getting rid of the horribleness that's in there. The small remaining bits of awful. I got to tell you, there's nothing cooler than painting a room with carpet that you know is going to be removed in about a week.
I imagine.
Because I'm just like, whatever. But it is a beautiful burnt orange now.
Nice.
Yes. So soon, that's where we'll be sitting recording. Then when we're done, grab beer out of the fridge, in the closet, sit in the recliners, watch some television.
Lovely.
Call Nicole like, no, recording went long.
Yeah, very long. Six hours long.
Not watching. We're not watching another MST3K. What are you talking about? Are you high, woman? High on drugs?
Drugs, cigarettes. No.
So
we're sitting around watching a Brad Pitt film.
Yes, Brad Pitt. Now, there are three quotes that I have here that make me like Brad Pitt a whole lot.
Hit me.
First quote. You know, I telephoned my grandparents the other day. My grandfather said to me, "We saw your movie." "Which one?" I said. And he shouted, "Betty, what was the name of that movie I didn't like?" I thought that was just classic. I mean, if that doesn't keep your feet on the ground, what would? I like that. Another one. "You shouldn't speak until you know what you're talking about. That's why I get uncomfortable with interviews. Reporters ask me what I feel China should do about Tibet. Who cares what I think China should do? I'm a fucking actor. They hand me a script. I act. I'm there for entertainment. Basically, when you whittle everything away, I'm a grown man who puts on makeup."
You think that's a schwit?
And the final one. "It's so tough to be an actor. Sometimes they bring you coffee, and sometimes it's cold. And sometimes you don't have a chair to sit on." I like the fact that for everything, the dude seems to have his head on pretty fucking straight. I mean, he's a guy who, I love the fact that people don't realize he's been nominated for Best Picture as a producer a couple of times. I mean, he produced Moneyball. He produced Tree of Life.
Yeah.
That threw me some. And the guy seems to be using his talents well. And what I like is he said, "The smartest thing that I've ever done is give my children Angie as a mom." Because evidently I like them more than I should, just because everything about them is like, oh my God, you are just the prom king and queen of America. And
pretty much.
But they are like, we make an embarrassing amount of money, and we think that it is therefore just sort of, we should do something to make the world better because of that. Like, fuck yeah, you know? Hey,
yeah,
and they make the choice to put that money where their fucking mouth is.
I feel like the maybe third or second couple we could put out to the aliens when they say, "Take us to your leader."
Yeah.
The king and queen of the world are obviously David Bowie and Iman.
Yeah, without question.
So, in case you didn't know that, that's a fact.
That's a fact. That's in science books.
Show us your best. Well,
mm-hmm.
Here you go. That covers all the bases.
Yeah. It really does. Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm not going to argue.
There you go. They're not available because they're doing kingly things.
They're doing awesome shit.
Like they do on their other planet and look over. Well, we got Brad and Angie. That works.
I have a feeling that whenever David Bowie enters a room,
Sean Penn running through the room, It's me! It's me, you son of a bitch! I'm the king! I can smoke anywhere! I'm a brilliant actor! Chomsky!
Honestly, has there ever been somebody that you just instantly feel like you wouldn't get along with, no matter what your politics or feelings about anything are? Has there ever been a person that kind of the world can look at and go, yeah, he's probably kind of an asshole, more so than Sean Penn?
We'd probably get along fine.
Yeah.
Ironically.
That is such ironicness.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Probably not.
No. There's something about him that just seems like he'd be... Well, at the Oscars when Chris Rock's like, who is Jude Law and why is he in everything? Even if he didn't act in it, you look at it, he brought some cupcakes or something. Then Sean Penn comes out to give an award and he's like, actually... And Joe Rogan is so fucking funny on that because he's like, he comes out there with his fucking ego, can't goddamn let it go. Actually, he's one of our.
He's a national treasure.
But as I was saying, when Bowie walks into a room, I picture it's exactly like it is in Zoolander.
Yeah.
Perhaps I could be of assistance. Let's dance.
Every time.
I totally am. And
whether it's a film, whether it's a Denny's.
Yeah. There's a freeze frame and his name pops up on the bottom of it. Oh, speaking of Denny's, went to Gloria's.
Wow.
I got the, it's like the lumberjack breakfast where it's like the sausage was unreal.
Yeah.
So good. Fucking jabbed it into the egg yolk. And Hope and I had a conversation. I want to see what you feel on this. I think the egg yolk, more so than anything else, is a real great barometer to gauge between child to adult. Because when you're a kid, it's like the yolk, you're like, it's all yellow. Mm-hmm. But when you hit an adult, it's like, that's what, dunking your fucking toast in the yolk, hitting that on anything, that's the bomb. Or have you not come to accept the yolk?
Oh.
Okay, just making sure.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I have.
But when you hit an adult, it's like, that's what, dunking your fucking toast in the yolk, hitting that on anything, that's the bomb. Or have you not come to accept the yolk?
Oh.
Okay, just making sure.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I have plans. Like, I have to put the toast underneath the egg so as to not waste any on the plate.
Okay, good.
Because that's madness.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I need it all soak in so I don't get any of it lost.
Nice. I like where you're coming from with that.
Yeah, no, I got a whole fucking...
But, dude, I penetrated the yolk with the sausage.
Fuck that egg with your
like,
sausage.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I fucking rubbed it around. I was like, isn't it rad? Damn it, I don't have the... And at this point, it's just, how can I? Oh, shit. Never mind. It's not here. I hate so much about who I am and who I choose to be.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Nah.
But yeah. I enjoy Glorious.
It's good. It was nice. Went from there down to the Costco where we ran into my father.
Nice.
Because of course I ran into my dad at Costco. That motherfucker loves Costco. Anything that we were talking about getting, he's like, now have you checked Costco for that? And I was like, that's why I've lined up for everything that I'm getting for the house. Anything I'm doing, I'm like, actually, yes, I did. And I found blah, blah, blah.
Right.
We're like, yeah, we're looking for Fred. You know, Costco has some sectionals you might want to look at. Seriously. That man, that motherfucker.
Here we are. We're going to play a game. First time ever to play this game.
Mm-hmm.
Guess Bob's products.
Okay.
Did you see what Bob was shopping for?
Yes, I did. Okay. Yes, I did. It was you won't get it.
Hold on.
Yeah. There was only one thing in the cart.
Only one thing?
Yes.
Giant barrel of cheese balls.
Nope. No, he
Big
does.
Big tube of meat.
No. Nope. No. Uh-uh.
Lubriderm.
No. It was a food product.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm. That is a cool sound.
Thousand Island dressing.
No.
Shit. All right. They don't make Derby can tamales. It's not even my gag.
If only. Would the lady like a can tamale?
That was one of those things. Grapefruit. I have no.
No, it was like a chocolate cake, like a chocolate tiramisu cake for Sunday Easter.
Oh,
which is also my little nephew's. Like his birthday was last week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the greatest thing! I bought him like this pirate playset. There's like some Jake the Pirate that's like an offshoot of the Peter Pan world that's huge with the kids. And I got him this thing and I showed it to him and he's like, "Oh, I love it." And I actually, fuck it, I'm going to play this because it's just too goddamn good. He told me a story and I unfortunately cut this off at the wrong moment because when he finished, he was like, that's the end of the story.
No. So wait, what happened, CJ?
I was running with my jammies.
Uh-huh.
And I had a nightmare.
You had a nightmare?
Yeah.
What happened?
I saw a ghost that I run with my jammies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he goes, that's the end of the story.
That's the end.
You see where that's from my side of the family because we are natural storytellers. We just are.
And I finally get to the point where he starts adding more things on more things on. Like mm-hmm. my niece Samantha, when she was at that age, like I saw a ghost and Dad was with the ghost. But Dad saw the ghost was behind him and he had a sword and he killed the ghost. And I got the sword and I was killing more ghosts. How'd you kill the ghost with a sword? It was a magic sword. Like There's no breath. It's just, I did this.
Dude, I would have felt so bad. She came very close to accidentally getting elbowed in the middle of the fucking face at your housewarming party when I'm standing there talking, and she jumps up and grabbed my shoulder and scared me, and I just turned around. And she's like, oh, that's funny. I was like, no, dear. I almost knocked your head off your shoulders. Like, seriously, that would have been fucking ugly.
That's not good.
Because it would have popped. Oh, damn it. Well, goodbye. I am leaving because I need to. I'm in the wrong here. But yeah, that night it was awesome because we went, okay, you'll love this. We stopped at the gas station on the corner of, between the one turn.
Station?
No, not that one. Okay. It was the one across from the Lowe's.
Got
up there. And we bought a couple of beers and went up to our house, and listened to Closing Time by Tom Waits from beginning to end and drank some beers and just lay there being like, this is so awesome.
Awesome.
That's where all those great pictures I took were from.
Good.
Yeah, because I'm a good, hey, oddly enough, the guy with a film degree can take a fucking snapshot.
Thank God.
Yeah. That degree is already paying dividends, baby. Mm-hmm. But the guy who worked there was like, that's an awesome shirt. It was my Chris Eccleston Doctor Who shirt. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's kind of nerdy, but, you know, it's a Doctor Who. He was like, oh, I thought it was Pee Wee Herman.
Jambalaya, crawfish pie, and filet gumbo.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you're just like, oh, well, no, I don't believe I have any response to that statement. Good day, sir.
Goodbye.
Take care of yourself and everyone else. Is this what the shit just
happened?
Are
you a wizard? Do you do magics?
Did you see that vine that I posted?
No.
This is gonna make your day, is all I can say. I'm gonna go through
Man cave before painting. Lovely. The man cave.
Let's see. McDonald's. I got to find this one because, no, these are all terrible. Oh, yeah, it was one that I posted, so it'll be right on our profile. Everybody loves this.
Man cave.
And check it out on.
I practice magic.
Oh, yes, I've seen that.
Is it yes, not at the
yes,
end?
Yes, I have seen that entire documentary. That entire one. New and frightening game,
Satanism. Satanism.
Witchcraft and Satanism across America, or Satan's Hole in America, the occult something or other.
Check out our Vine page to get that. That it is magic.
Everything is terrible, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That particular documentary mm-hmm. used to be on Access,
right?
In the 90s. God damn it! What was that? It had this really like shitty animation going through a castle. Yeah, that's a good picture.
I'm going to tell you something about that in a second, though.
It was Pagan Kingdom or. Oh, Satan's God. Pagan Kingdom or some, you know, like Eagle Pass. Ooh, muy Satanistic.
Here's the thing. I'm going to make this statement publicly right now. I will send a prize of cash or something worth more than cash to anyone who can Vine us a video of these young men have shaved their heads because yes. they have been defecated by
Skinhead USA.
Your wife identified this photograph of being taken at Gloria's.
Yes.
Even though... That is an IHOP booth That's that right. Hope is sitting in.
We know.
That is an IHOP booth.
Reclaimed, reused, in a far superior restaurant.
This is all reclaimed wood from an IHOP. It is not, and it's pretty good. And they close a little earlier,
oh, yeah.
which I'm okay with for quality. Oh, I'll show up early for quality, if you know what I'm talking about, you know.
Now, I know you'd all prefer to go to a bar, drink beer, and eat chips of... various textures.
God damn, Andre Brower is funny as fuck. Oh, man. So.
Yeah.
Should we talk about Bradley?
I guess we should.
Bradley Pitt. Even though, you know what's interesting enough? His name is really William.
Huh.
William Bradley Pitt. And I don't know what's more impressive, his list of acting or his list of producing credits, because I've printed them both here. And where the fuck MD producing? Because I've got, whoa. Or did I not? Yeah, there we go. Okay, wait. Producer. World War Z, Selma, let's see, True Story, Voyage of Time, 12 Years a Slave, Kick-Ass 2, World War Z, Killing Them Softly, Moneyball, Tree of Life, Eat, Pray, Love, Kick-Ass, Time Traveler's Wife, The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward, Robert Ford, A Mighty Heart, Year of the Dog, Running with Scissors, The Departed.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, which
good work.
Tells me there were too many producers on that for him to, because I don't remember him being on stage to collect that Oscar when they won Best Picture.
I don't know.
That is still my jam.
It is.
I have not seen that fucking movie in far too long. Because that is, oh, dude.
Nicole's never seen it.
We need to have a drinking night with that movie.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. Are you a cop? I'm not a cop. But Bradley, should we just go from the beginning of his career to prescient?
There's so much stuff when we do shows like this, like Never Seen It, Don't Know, blah, 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 blah.
You know what the first, it's funny, I look through all of his shit, and the first thing that I remember seeing him in was in a 1989 episode of Growing Pains.
Wow.
Where he played a rock star that that the youngest son really wanted to go see, and somehow Dr. Seaver knew somebody who knew somebody, and they were able to get backstage passes. And
is he doing drugs?
No, it was so much worse. He's like, no, his wife's his inspiration for all of his songs. And he goes back, and there's like some groupie getting ready to bone down on him. And he's like, what? And Brad Pitt's like, get out of here, you little snot-nosed punk.
The fire rises.
Yeah. And it was his first horrible, horrible introduction into the world of why any man has ever picked up a guitar, ever. Well, here's what's funny. What I remember,
for the music, bro.
What I remember about theater camp, when we'd go there, and soak it in, folks.
No.
When I remember about theater camp was when Larry Hovis came in to talk to us one day from Hogan's Heroes, yes. For those who don't know. And someone's like, how'd you get involved in acting? And he goes, well, there was this girl, and every dude in the class was like,
and a handful of guys looking around the room like, what
does that mean? But yeah, every
her mother,
every heterosexual male was like, yep, that is about the size and the shape of it.
You're perfect. I paint a picture. Bomb the hoochies with precision.
Nothing but a gangster party.
Ain't nothing but a gangster party.
Direct quote from Larry Hovis.
God, I love it when white people do that. I really do. It is just nothing's the fucking better. Best. Ain't nothing but a gangster party. Oh, that's why.
Now, I know you'd all prefer to go to a bar and beer hey. And eat chips of various textures.
That was an exit. That is why every black stand-up comedian, that's the voice of a white person.
Hello.
Is that. Hello. Yeah. Hello, fellows. Meow. Yeah. Goddamn, we are ridiculous, aren't we?
Well, those neutral politicians are.
Yes, yes. It's like, I am trying to
neutral,
appeal
I'm
to everyone. Yeah, I am trying to appeal to everyone right now.
Hello? I'm not offending you. I have no opinions.
Yes. Yet somehow I'm elected.
If I'm a Democrat, guess what? You voted for me for decades. You, Andre Brower.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking to.
Yes. It's true. Oh, fuck. Fuck it. I couldn't get it to work.
I would like to masturbate right now in this car. You know, if I had my stuff with me, I would.
Here's the thing I will give.
Let that word resound.
Here's one.
I'm going to give incredible amounts of credit to the show Frisky Dingo. They use, in so many different ways. In every one of them is totally different and totally brilliant. Just that, just that little intro, just as the two words together, fucking fantastic. Love it. Nice. Love it. So yeah, that's the first time I remember seeing him. But then like when Thelma and Louise hit, that motherfucker was everywhere.
Yeah.
Cause it was one where like, of course that movie hit and was huge, rightfully so. It's a good film.
Sure.
It's a good film.
Weird, but
good.
Well made.
Enjoyable.
Weirdness.
Yeah. You know, but, they were pushing the Brad Pitt because they realized we have got ourselves a little hottie who can actually perform.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, dude, watch the premiere of the final of the final season of Mad Men, and they went as close to full boob as I've ever seen in a show. I don't know why that reminded me of it, but it was like
whose boob are we talking about here?
The brunette, I think. We could only wish.
Barbaric.
But it was like literally full side and under. Like, holy crap, are we getting to a point where networks are just saying, fuck it?
They could. They're cable.
Yeah. People don't realize that. all censorship that happens on cable
self-censored
is self-censored. Mm-hmm. That is them saying, okay, sure, we'll.
But they got to keep the wolf from the door.
Exactly, exactly. Because some jagoff is going to be like, oh, well, we have to regulate this now because this is shocking.
Of either stripe, it'll probably be some freaky religious person.
Oh, yeah, some.
I saw a boob.
Yes.
I voluntarily was watching television with my child.
And a boob was on
there. And a boob was there.
And what am I supposed to tell
him? Adult-themed television.
I love what Louis C.K. said about gay marriage. When someone's like, well, what am I supposed to tell my kid? I don't know. It's your shitty kid. I'm not supposed to have, I can't have the same rights as you because you don't want to talk to your fucking kid.
It's always with them. What am I supposed to say or mm-hmm. how do I explain that to my child? You have to.
Yeah, I don't know.
By doing it?
May chance prepare them for a world that is different. Just say, I don't know, kid.
When you get to that point, when you don't have to, you know, coddle them anymore, mm-hmm. then you can tell them all the good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I may tell you about a world of terror and delights.
Yes. Yes, this world is awful.
With so much more terror.
Yes.
So much more terror.
Jalisco, Jalisco.
Wow.
To tenes to novia, Greg Guadalajara.
A tremendous whack.
Yep, yep.
Oh, speaking of, are you up to speed on Game of Thrones?
No, but you know what my wife got me for Easter? HBO.
What? Oh, damn.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Like
White Chocolate Bunny and HBO.
Damn.
Best Thursday ever.
Here's the thing. With anything other than Time Warner, adding the premium channels is not that big a deal.
No.
Like, seriously, I went from Time Warner to UVerse, mm-hmm. and for less, I literally got everything.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have Bright House at the new place, and I've looked at it. Oh, I'm going to pay less than UVerse and have everything in better internet. So.
Yeah.
You know, so fuck it. It's good to go.
No, I didn't become aware of any of Brad Pitt stuff until the porno Two Fisted Tales.
Ooh.
No, I didn't. None of it. None
it was
of it.
In Two Fisted Tales. Mm.
I believe the original argument was Brad Pitt too good looking to be taken seriously as an actor.
Yes.
And for a long time, he was.
Yeah. Oh,
we'll
God,
get,
yeah.
We'll get
yeah.
to each one where we figured out, this guy can actually do it.
Well, and that's something that always annoyed me because there is this weird, like, oh, they're good looking. That means they can't do X. Oh, like, sure. Oh, Jesus Christ. Come on. Are we still doing that? It is 2014. Whenever somebody talks about shit like, oh, are they too good looking for this? It reminds me, we're going to have a bunch of blood moons and eclipses happening in this. And there's some preachers like that. That's God communicating with us. Like,
yes, his name is John Hagee.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a whole thing about it. He wrote a book.
Yeah.
called Four Blood Moons.
See,
oddly like William Pierce.
Here's the thing about Four Blood Moons. Scientists...
The voice, not the ideology.
Scientists calculated that this was going to occur a very long time ago.
No.
No?
No.
No, they didn't?
No.
Calculations are a myth?
No, but you'll find out they're a myth if you read my book, Four Blood Moons.
Well, good to know.
You have to know the mystery of God's message.
Okay.
But you only get it if you read my book, Four Blood Moons.
Okay.
You read it too, Glenn Beck.
You need to watch. It's so funny. Watch Cosmos; it'll blow your fucking mind. The last episode they did went the opposite direction. It went small, and it was like, no matter how small we get, there's infinite smallness.
Yes,
like you know, the smallest fucking part of an atom that we can detect inside of that, there is proportionally something that's. It just, I am stupid. I am incredibly dumb.
Yes.
That's all that Cosmos might as well be called. Jim, your education was severely lacking.
That's why you should read Four Blood Moons.
Right.
You'll feel like a fucking genius.
Awesome.
I have got this shit covered. Because no matter what else happens,
mm-hmm.
I ain't falling for this.
Yeah.
Or are you?
Are you? Who knows?
Barbaric.
It is barbaric. So.
So I didn't even... The first time I even looked at Brad Pitt and thought, oh, wait a minute, this guy actually might have something, was 12 Monkeys.
Yeah, oh, see.
Way down the line.
Here's the thing.
And then I kind of watched everything else retro.
For me, the one that hit me is like, my sister comes in and she tells, there's a couple things about my sister. First off, she's real big on giving you way more information about a movie than you need. Like, seriously, if you don't say, okay, I don't want to know more, she will literally oh, and then this, and then at the end, it blah, blah, like, motherfucker, really? And then she just clicked Harry her Knowles? Heels together, and yeah. she was back home.
And there you go.
She also was possibly the worst storyteller I've ever met. She takes forever. Like, her voicemails, like, anytime someone was like, what do you mean your sister's, here's a voicemail. Hey, Jimmy, it's me. Well, I just wanted to call and talk to you, but you're not home, so... Well, you know, I went and I took the kids to do this and then that, and I figured I'd call you when I get home, so I did, but you're not there, so I guess you could call me back later if you want. I'm probably going to go to the store, and like, seriously, that is, love you, Julie, but my God, come to the point. But she told me about True Romance.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and saw it. I was like, oh, my God, Brad Pitt's in. Brad Pitt is good in this.
Yeah.
Holy hell. This is him in fucking him in True Romance is one of those movies where it's like, pick who's the best performance. And you'll be sitting there for an hour like, well, Gary Oldman was pretty awesome. But fucking Chris Walken. And then there's Brad Pitt. Oh,
they're all
God,
pretty good.
Gandolfini kills it. And.
And what's his name from Warehouse 13?
Oh, yeah. That guy.
Stab me in the heart.
You stab me in the fucking heart. I got more taste in my penis. You know, or Balkai Bartokomas.
Yes.
He was pretty good in it.
Pretty good.
He was pretty fucking good when he had the cocaine all over his face. Can I help you, officer? Michael Rapaport was pretty goddamn. Like, everyone in it was good.
Mm-hmm.
But Brad Pitt, there's something Floyd. About him. Floyd. Fucking Condon, tend to meet motherfucking.
Kill you, man. And some beer.
Some
cleaning products.
Looking brilliant, and man.
I didn't really... I was like, well, that's just a little cameo and whatever. And it was funny, but I didn't think much about it.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Okay,
yeah.
So pretty boy's trying to scum it up a little.
Yeah.
Grunge is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And when 12 Monkeys came around,
mm-hmm.
It's not that his acting is just off the charts.
Right.
He's playing crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy is kind of like drunk. Everybody has a drunken crazy.
Right.
In varying degrees of good.
Right. Well, it's like there is this girl in my high school theater who anytime there was a performance, like she's going to play crazy because it's literally all she has.
Right.
You guys, I want you guys to do a Shakespeare bit. She's going to do fucking Ophelia. She did fucking Ophelia. Oh, here's them flowers. And it's like, yeah, you do the crazy really well. But here's the thing. It's like, that's like somebody who... buys an electric guitar, and I know because I did this, and learns how to do the elephant sound and the horse sound. They're really cool looking. Mm. So fucking easy because it's just this one little flashy move and that's it.
Right.
That is what playing crazy is. But somehow he was able to make it more than just playing crazy. He was able to kind of tie it through a little more.
There was something else.
Yeah, there was some substance to it.
Yeah,
and I mean, if you look at it, I mean, how between... True Romance and 12 Monkeys, Interview with a Vampire, which I was okay with.
Well, it's for what it was, it's a fucking miracle.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Because Neil Jordan, forgive me, all Anne Rice marks out there, but
mm-hmm.
Stretch a decent little story.
Yeah.
But that was way more rocket fuel as far as ability
right.
perhaps those films deserve.
Yeah,
if any one of them he was going to do, it had to be this one.
Yeah.
Because I can't see Neil Jordan doing Lestat and the rock star thing and all that
right.
batty bullshit.
Yeah, Lestat was one where it was like that character was so interesting. He wasn't that interesting in the Interview.
No, and he's not supposed to be the thrust
of the picture. Yeah, because he's a side character and you're getting him from Lewis's point of view.
Right.
That's
what Brad Pitt needed to do, because her vampires all become good-looking and whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So, okay, we'll cast you as Louis,
mm-hmm.
Tom Cruise as whatever, and everybody else.
Yeah,
Fucking Antonio Banderas as Armand. I'm beautiful and short forever.
Yeah. Yep. But that's the thing, is like, criticizing casting a short actor is like criticizing an autistic kid for not fitting in.
That's
They're
true.
All fucking short.
Yeah.
It's the reason we stopped acting, because we wanted to have characters who had names.
Incredibly small.
Yeah, they're all very small. They're also pocket size.
But it was a very well-made film
where
performances are more of a surprise than blown away by anyone.
Right,
like, oh, Tom Cruise. Hey, you did better than I thought.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad Pitt, you were very subtle.
And what's weird is that was one of those things where it was decent, and then when that fucking Guns N' Roses version of Sympathy for the Devil hit at the end, you're like, my God, this movie was wonderful. And part of that was because, no, it's just this song was so, so bad.
It was... Good thing it's the end of the film, because it took me right out of it.
Right. I remember seeing it at a midnight screening in Waco, Texas, my freshman year of college, and being like...
They played that in Waco?
They did. Surprisingly, they did.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, yeah. You will be for watching that movie.
Yes.
You will be.
You will be.
Hear me!
Indeed. But yeah, it was decent. Legends of the Fall I never saw, because...
Lord. That is just a parade of tragedy.
Yeah. It just doesn't look like something.
And his, was he Tristan? He tries to come off as a little. They're trying to put the tough old,
right,
grizzled kind of thing on him towards the end.
Mm-hmm. He was too young to pull that. At that point,
it's a
he
lot
was too
like the
beautiful.
Spray on gray hair at one act play.
Oh, God, yeah. I remember that. I remember wearing that. Oh, yeah.
That movie didn't give you a time to breathe.
Then he hit 7, which was part of the most depressing night of film going of my life. I don't know if I told you this.
Yes.
We went to Riverside Theater. We saw Sleepers and 7 back to back. And at the end of 7, if it wasn't for one jabbery asshole in the audience, it would have been, we just were stunned. It hit, the credits started rolling. Mm-hmm. And literally, as it went to black, there was this lady two rows in front of us who literally looked up at the screen, threw her hand up in the air to place both of the words as she said, "The end." And like, seriously, we just... and then when we were leaving, we're driving down Riverside, we thought we saw a fucking murder victim in the parking lot of the major brand gas station across the street. The major brand gas station.
You were on East Riverside.
Yeah, yeah. So that's most likely what it was. Then we went to Denny's and none of us could eat. We were just like...
Consider a song like Slap a Ho, which you mentioned, by the group Dove Shack, which touts the virtues of a machine that automatically smacks a wife or girlfriend into line.
They were playing that song on East Riverside.
Yeah, they were.
Million.
They were. But 7 was a good movie that, I don't know, it's very difficult to watch just because it's so fucking dark. And everything about it is so intense and dark and just...
At this point, everything done with that film, the serial killer's process and the things he's into, what his point is or whatever, all of that is super cliche at this point.
Yeah.
Like Spencer's Gifts cliche.
Yes.
But at the time...
It was mind-blowing.
What the hell? It was David Bowie doing industrial music.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah.
It had all that Heaven and Hell and Paradise Lost stuff, so I was just there with a giant fork and knife. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yes!
Just om nom 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 nom. Nom. I likes this.
Sound I made.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Mm-hmm.
I watch it now. It's like, well, especially because it inspired the TV show Millennium.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I rode that all the way out.
Right, right.
It's hard to watch now. It's still well made.
Yes.
But...
Well, and it's one of those movies that if you're not in the mood for it...
And when are you in the mood for that?
Yeah, you've got to be in a very special mindset to watch that.
But anyway, it's a good one.
Yeah.
It's very good.
And then, boy, you want to talk about a movie that I can't watch, that's hard to watch, fucking Sleepers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that thing is...
I saw that way late.
Yeah, same here. And that's one that just... Holy Christ, yeah. Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
What?
No.
This is fucking jarring. Yeah, that movie is it's difficult
but
to take.
But after 12 Monkeys and 7,
I
was on the train.
Okay.
Like, oh yeah, okay.
Get on the bus.
This is going to be all right.
Yeah.
This guy knows what's up.
Yeah.
You think that's a swear?
And so I was ready to see more things in the theater, and I ran right out and saw The Devil's Own.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a nap that was.
That was all over the place. It just, I don't understand what the fuck's going on here.
I bet this was supposed to be better.
I need that money, Tom. Okay, Brad. Yeah, I don't remember much of it.
Saw it in the theater. I couldn't tell you what happened.
Neither can I.
I know there's a scene where he's talking to somebody.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Yeah.
There was a roof.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Then Meet Joe Black, which starred Claire Forlani before she became the spokeswoman for Fear Boners. Because those whiskey commercials she does are terrifying yet erotic at the same time. Like, oh my God, this woman's scaring the shit out of me.
That's why that whiskey needs Famke Janssen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, every whiskey needs Christina Hendricks. Although,
either way,
mayhaps I'm calling a bit too obvious here. Why would they hire her for Johnny Walker Black and not Johnny Walker Red?
I don't know.
Seems almost too obvious. Maybe that's why they did it, because it would just
be
because
they move more
little,
black, I guess?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I
don't know. You would think they'd want to move that red.
You'd think, but you'd be wrong. Oh, yeah, 7 years in Tibet. Don't even want to talk about because I...
Meet Joe Black.
Meet Joe Black was the funniest...
Let's have a more entertaining conversation than that film was.
Yes. The funniest on-screen death in the history of movies.
That was jarring.
It really, really was.
Really, really jarring. Especially after that, your adrenaline pumps just a tad.
Uh-huh.
And then nothing happens.
Yeah. Nothing at all. Nope. Nope.
At all. It's like the Ninth Gate. It makes you want things other than what the film is offering you. Ninth Gate makes you want to eat French food a lot. Hannibal, the movie, not the show. Same thing. I'm like, I need to go to Italy.
Yeah.
That looks delicious. Mm-hmm. And not the person.
Yeah.
Meet Joe Black, peanut butter. Yeah. Well, I'm going to eat some peanut butter.
Here's the thing with Meet Joe Black. They had like the meat cute that was really fucking sweet. And you're like, oh, that's nice. And then have you rewatched the sequence where he dies recently?
No.
The CGI is not very good.
Right.
At the time, it was mind-blowing, but now it literally looks like something from a video game. The fucking physics are all over the place. And it's just, for those who don't know, he crosses the street, gets hit by a car, flies through the air, bounces off another car, and then does he hit yet a third car?
You know, that particular death always gets mashed up with Final Destination for me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I honestly don't even remember Final Destination. That's just one of those that's like, oh, this is stupid.
It's terribly stupid, but it has one of those jarring bus deaths.
Yeah.
So did he get hit by a bus? In my memory, Brad Pitt's getting hit by a bus.
Uh-huh.
Probably not.
Well, and that's the thing where it's like, we really, since you haven't, let's see, Meet Joe Black, there's got to be a bit where it's just Brad Pitt's death, because holy shit, it is fucking, no, that's not what I wanted to hit.
You never get high on your own supply?
That's illegal.
Of course.
Oh, what Jesus. I don't know. It started playing something else. No. God damn, this YouTube app is bullshit. But yeah, so we've got the little meat cute.
You never get high on your own supply?
That's illegal.
Of course it is.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to unplug this because whatever it is, I don't care about. Some new Sam Rockwell Ray Liotta movie. Better Living Through Chemistry. Sure, why not? Okay.
You and I, if we were married.
Screw that. I don't want to see this. Okay, they say goodbye on the street. And this was back when Brad Pitt had that very 90s blonde hair. So... She turns around. They keep turning around and almost talking to each other, then turning around and walking on. She turns the corner. It's so fucking funny. I just... And they keep, like, stopping to talk to each other. Then, no, I can't, no. What could have been? Okay, then she turns the corner. And he doesn't look and then, like, backs into the street. It's... Okay, wait. She's almost gone. People at home need to be playing along with this. Go out of sight. God damn, the build on this is so fucking awful. And so he gets into the middle of the street. She leaves. And so, of course, you know, he has to wait for her to turn around to look back at her. Then on the street, in the middle of the street, he stops and... Wait for it. Boosh. Whoa. It looks like a shitty video game. Like, a car swings by him. He dodges it. And then another car just bloosh blasts him onto a cab. And then he's on the ground dead.
Full tilt.
Yeah. And the problem with that is when, like, here's the problem with that movie in general. For those who don't know, it was based off a film called Death Takes a Holiday, where the Grim Reaper takes the body of somebody to see what it's like to be alive.
Yeah.
The entire movie is headlined by a guy who shows zero emotion ever.
Yeah.
Zero emotion. Can you mayhaps guess what the problem with such a film would be?
Yes.
Yes, you end up getting kind of a flat performance. And,
yes.
And the better you are, the flatter it is. So, yeah, that was just a long as shit movie that I think the only reason that it made any money and was remembered is because that was one that, like, had the Star Wars trailer on it. So when you went to the movie, no refunds will be given for Meet Joe Black. And let me go on a quick aside here. Those people, I still want to go back in time and beat them to death with shovels. Because paying to see a movie just to watch a trailer... And what I remember, I went and saw Monsters Incorporated, and the trailer was on before that, and there was some guy who stood in the back, and the minute the trailer was done, just walked out. And it was for, I think, Attack of the Clones. But it's like, dude, first off, it's called Attack of the Clones, so you should do a little deductive reasoning and figure out it's probably not going to be very good.
At that point,
yeah,
you should really know. You.
Yeah.
Your hope springs eternal, but...
yeah, but...
Really? You just want to pay a trailer for that.
Remember, people
maybe
were,
the first one.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're that guy. Not me, but
the people were holding on so much that it was a while before folks jumped on my train of, no, Revenge of the Sith is awful.
These are not good films.
They are bad movies.
Yeah.
Like
with
like,
cool things.
Yeah, demonstrably bad fucking movies.
Yeah.
But hey.
It's a truth.
Then he hits a couple of movies in a row where he fucking nails it.
Yes.
Fight Club. First off, you want to talk about a movie that has been ruined by the jagoffs who really loved it?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Like, I read the book before that before I saw the movie, so I was really into the Polonic world. Here's my problem with the Polonic world. Kind of one-trick pony-ish. Because it is that, oh, there's going to be a big twist.
Oh, I see.
There's going to be a big twist. And once you crack that code, a lot of his books get difficult to read. At least the first three were.
Yeah.
And then I went and I read Snuff, and it kind of felt the same way. I was like, okay, here comes the big fucking reveal, and there it is.
Right.
But Fight Club was one that I liked, but I think it showed a lot about the people who were into it more than anything.
And I was one of them at that particular time.
Yeah.
I was batshit for that film.
Right,
I was at the right age for me to be batshit about that film.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In looking for clips and stuff this week for the show, I probably watched, I don't know, four or five different scenes.
Right.
This is dumb.
It's a young man's movie.
Yeah. I'm not going to burn my hand, motherfucker.
Yeah,
for me to understand or hit bottom or what the hell? Just to smoke and not shop?
Embrace the pain. Fuck you, dude. Oh, my God.
What? Why was I into this? Oh, I remember. Mm. I hated myself and everything. And I was broke.
Yeah.
It's always good to side with the broke when you are flat fucking.
Oh, God, yeah.
Not that fucking... in high cotton now. But by comparison, I'm not putting cigarettes out on my floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I watched this at the time when I was managing the movie theater, laying on. I've told you of that. That was the year of our Lord 1999. I was laying on that floor between the double recliner and my TV, eating chicken pot pies and drinking Nest Tea Cool, playing video games on a PS1.
You don't know where I've been, Lou.
Oh, my God.
That first moment was fantastic.
Brad Pitt has one of the greatest laughs in the history of leading men laughs.
Yeah.
He always sounds like a kid. Always.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He does.
I can't fuck how old he is. He's immediately like 10.
Yes.
Fight Club is a very well-made film, and I still enjoy it. I still own a copy of it.
Oh, same here. Yeah. The twist on that is one. Oh, here's an interesting thing. I got into a discussion, not a heated one or anything. It was more of a yes, you are correct discussion about spoilers with one of the Adams, formerly of the Adam Movie Podcast, about spoilers nowadays. And basically, what I said to him was, I was like, okay, if it is active season that's still being aired, then you have to fucking title your article or in the first paragraph reveal that they're going to be spoilers.
Yes.
If it is last season, you still want to do that. Those two, you're still an asshole. If it was two seasons ago, a warning, but you're kind of past the statute of limitations on that.
Yeah.
4 years back, no.
No,
sorry. But here's the thing. He was talking
especially the bigger the twist, the shorter the lifespan.
He was talking Game of Thrones. And it was like, if it is within the first week after it airs, then you need to get hit in the face with a hot shovel.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, you shouldn't fucking do that. You are in the wrong for doing that. But with Fight Club, we are 15 years past.
Oh, yeah.
There's no spoiler involved anymore.
Sorry.
I mean, yeah, sorry.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
No, God, no. Mm-hmm. You're way past it.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, I'm not like that. Like the guy I know is like, oh, yeah, he spoiled something that's going to happen on Game of Thrones this season. He's like, yeah, read a book that's 10 years old. And I was like, no, fuck you. It's an active goddamn TV show.
No.
I tried reading the book. I tried listening to the audiobook of the first Game of Thrones. And do you know what happened? It was on shuffle and I didn't realize it for an hour because that thing bounces all over the place at first.
It do bounce. And there's a lot of meal descriptions.
A lot of meal descriptions. A lot of eels
being eaten.
Yeah, a lot of descriptions of heraldry.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were. But what I love is Hope's, my favorite statement about that show ever. Watching the first season, we were a few episodes in, and Hope says, there are a lot of slurpy blowjobs on this show. I was like, yeah, that is the perfect description of it. So
that's right up there with cheesy, meaty cheeseburger.
Cheesy.
Sloppy blowjobs.
Yep.
Slurpy. Sloppy.
Slurpy blowjobs. Yep. And just hearing Hope say that is hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
That is fantastic.
It genuinely is.
That is fantastic.
It genuinely
that word
is.
Resounds.
Oh, yes.
And for as good as he
from
was.
From hill to hill.
Oh, you got.
Slurpee.
And from mountain to mountain.
Across his broad land. Every once in a while, she just nails it.
Yes.
But so far as Pitt nailing it, though, so far as stuff is, he was great in Fight Club.
As far as Pitt getting the Slurpee plugged up.
That's every goddamn day for years.
Probably.
You're walking around that. I still love what Howard Stern said about Jennifer Aniston when they broke up. He's like, imagine what a pain in the ass Jen Aniston has to be. I mean, Brad Pitt's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go fucking take a canoe down a river in Cambodia with this broad just to get away from you. Like, that is fantastic, sir. But as good as he was in that, nothing compared to the performance he gave as Mickey O'Neill in Snatch.
You like Dags?
You like Dags? Ah, that's a good one. Fuck it. What? The moment
my brother saw that movie before I did. He was like, oh, God, it's great.
The moment that sold it for me is when he's talking and that dog kind of barks and he goes, ah, fucker.
Yeah.
Because he's past it and then turns around just to call the dog a fucker and then on about his day. Loved it.
Yep.
For me, ma'am. The boy in the Tots Mobile Palace.
She's quite partial to Periwinkle Blue.
Periwinkle Blue. And what's weird is I understood every word he was saying. I know so many people like, he has to be subtitled. No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
You need to be not stupid.
Yeah. Dumb, dumb.
Dummy. How's that sound? Ass.
If I can decipher death and black metal lyrics.
Yeah.
You are not a challenge, sir.
No, not at all.
A little bit, but not much.
Yeah. Snatch, and that was back when Guy Ritchie just had it.
Oh,
he has not,
man, did he.
He has not matched this yet. Rock and Roll is good, but Rock and Roll didn't fucking land it the way he did with Snatch. This wasn't on, man.
No.
This wasn't there.
That was one of those films that just didn't leave my VCR.
Yeah. Oh, man.
For a long time.
Oh, dude, I remember just watching that shit over and over and over
again.
Just, oh, it's so cool the way that everything goes together and just wheels.
Yeah, great album. More than a movie.
When he knocked that guy out and turned around and did the...
yeah, little shrug.
Oh, it was great. And then kind of laugh with the shrug. Oh, so good. Man, he nailed it. Snatch, though, that's fantastic. And then he did a couple that were all right.
Then came the, well... I probably could use that house in Montana.
Right. With the Mexican and Spy Game. The Mexican, here's what got me, is there are these people who are like, yeah, you know, they make the movie The Last Samurai starring Tom Cruise and the Mexican starring Brad Pitt. Yeah, you obviously haven't seen either of them.
It's not about him.
Yeah.
It's the gun.
Yeah, the gun is the Mexican. And by the way, Tom Cruise was not the Last Samurai. It was Ken Watanabe.
That's why
it
was such a big deal.
Yeah.
They're old perfect. You fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stupid.
Oh, well.
But the Mexican was all right. Spy Game was okay.
Spy Game was a pricey, pricey endeavor.
Yeah.
To for not much to happen.
Right, right.
Like, ooh, Robert Redford and Brad Pitt. That should be good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why aren't you good?
Yeah.
You should be better.
Mm-hmm.
This is just like a commercial for these two.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, look at us.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm older, so pretty good looking. This guy's younger. Pretty
He's
good looking.
Very good looking.
We're spies. Yeah. Credits.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Well, here's what's weird. IMDb lists Ocean's 11 before Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, but I remember seeing Confessions of a Dangerous Mind long before I saw Ocean's 11. Mm. Long before. Ocean's 11 is the first date I went on with Erica.
Nice.
But I loved him in Confessions of a Dangerous Mind because it was the perfect use of both him and Matt Damon. Where it's the dating game, and you've got that dumpy loser at the end, and then she picks him, and the camera pans by Matt Damon, right. Brad Pitt, dumpy loser.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. So, yeah, that was decent. But then,
that is a fucking hell of a movie.
It was a great movie. I loved it. Fucking
whole
fantastic.
Whole show on that movie. It's so
good. We really could.
Good.
We might do that. We might do a progressive on that shit in
excellent.
The new place.
Yeah.
When that happened. Meow, so. Yes, meow, so. Ocean's 11. Now, that movie was made for, hey, let's go hang out in Vegas and be awesome.
Pretty much.
But it actually landed. Everyone in it was great. Fucking Bernie Mac stealing the show every chance he got. Although I maintain, to me, that movie was all about Scott Conn and Casey Affleck. They were so fucking great. You're a balloon boy. Are you a person? Yeah. Are you alive? Yeah. Evel Knievel.
Wait. When you have a movie like that with so many people I like, you just pretty much don't have to suck completely.
Yeah.
Hey, they're having a really good time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is not that good. But they're having a really good time.
Yeah. It, like Ocean's 12. That movie fucking missed. What I wanted, there's one little change I would have made to the end of Ocean's 11. And that's when they leave the prison and those guys are following them, I would have had it way to beat and then had that mountain monster truck that they were racing at the beginning come behind them just to show, no, we're still a step ahead of you. Okay, we're back on. What are you doing?
I don't know.
So, yes, the Oceans movie, though, nailed it.
Yeah, 12.
Absolutely nailed it. 12.
But then they got it back at 13.
Yeah, 13 was definitely an apology movie. It definitely
Brad Pitt,
was.
Brad you're going to eat in every scene.
And yeah, that was so fantastic. It really was. Just the way he did it. Just the calmness. Of course I got food. The shrimp cocktail was my favorite. Just there's something about walking while eating that is that is so goddamn cool, especially a thing like that.
That's a weird aside about eating all the time.
Uh-huh.
I'm fat.
Aww.
Oh, no. They dropped that gimmick pretty early on with Dexter.
Yeah?
Didn't they? Because for a while in the first season, wasn't he eating like
I think so.
Every goddamn scene?
Yeah, I think
then
that
kind of
possibly, huh?
Faded away.
I
won't spoil that.
I lost so much fucking faith in that show. By the time it was done, that was literally...
When can we spoil that?
The spoil ending of that? I don't know. I mean, again, all I will say with that is save your fucking breath. The ending of it is horrible.
Yeah. So,
speaking of horrible, I have not seen it, but have you seen Homer spinning in his grave? I'm sorry, I mean Troy?
Oh, poor Troy. Poor Homer.
Yeah.
Poor everybody.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why someone decided to make that particular epic poem into mm-hmm. a film.
Yeah.
That will condense into 2.5 hours or however long it was, 2 hours.
Something like that.
Because, man, that motherfucker is everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah.
It doesn't do anybody any good.
No, it doesn't. No.
There are, again, it's like Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
This is a mess. Mm-hmm. That part's cool.
Yeah.
That looks all right.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Hmm.
That's my exact reactions.
Huh.
Wow, that's a... Did someone get together and go, you know, yeah, the Trojan War, just imagine.
Yeah.
With our technology, what we can do now.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Yeah.
Just shit ton of boats?
A story that's been around that long.
There's a lot more going on than that particular...
Yes. Train fucking wreck shoveled on us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Brad had to go through a lot of shit to get that swole for that long. It was bizarre.
Yeah.
It was really bizarre. They just threw things together. Eric Bana's kind of hot right now. Put him in there, too. Brad Pitt.
Sure.
Do a lot of nitro and fucking lift some weights, and you'll be Achilles. Why do I have to do this? Don't worry about it.
Just shut up and do it. You're too pretty to talk.
Brian Cox, yeah. Be fucking weird.
Yeah.
I know you're a really good actor.
Uh-huh.
One of the best in our generation.
Yes.
You're a national treasure.
Forget
you have any of those abilities. Yeah.
Just be weird.
Just be one-dimensional and angry the whole time.
Okay.
I can do that.
All right.
No problem. What do we have? Peter O'Toole. He has supernatural abilities at acting.
Yeah.
I'll just stay back here.
Yeah.
He literally just walked in, put some, like, the Greekiest, flousiest thing he could find. Like, right. I'm Greek.
Hello.
Or am I Trojan? Doesn't matter.
Hmm.
Let me tell you something, Paris. When you took Helen from, where was it? Troy. We, it's a bad idea.
Yeah, you oughtn't have done that.
And then he did the little backup thing.
Uh-huh.
Out of the scene.
Yeah.
So he could run down the alley to the first bar.
Yeah. So I have to drink this out of my mouth.
Oh, God.
If you'd asked him at the end, do you remember being in Troy? What's that, dear boy?
And if you hate Orlando Bloom,
yeah.
If you're one of those people that just can't stand him, I'm not necessarily.
It's a movie for you.
This is a film for you because Paris is a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he does quite a good job at being that.
Of being a douche.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mr. and Mrs. Smith was.
That's pretty good.
Decent, yeah. Babel, I don't believe I actually saw, but I don't remember because that was from that weird year where it was just a whatever. And of course, Ocean's 30. Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford. Casey Affleck just proved he had some powers in that, but that movie was...
That movie is, in my opinion, uh-huh. easily one of the best-looking films.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. In
decades.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks mm-hmm. beautiful. Every shot is beautiful.
It kind of limps along, though.
Oh, God, does it?
Yeah.
Like, this one shot of just the field?
Yeah.
It's really pretty, isn't it?
We're going to put it up there for a long time. Just look
at it. Yeah. It's really good.
We want you to count
you think that's
everything
good.
In it.
Wait till the light comes behind the train and the light hits the shadow by the... Oh, it's good, isn't it? Yeah, it sure is. Look at the time.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He gets shot at some point, right?
Yeah. Eventually
Holy
this happens.
Fuck, but it is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Then, Burn After Reading.
Oh, my.
Which, more than anything... absolutely proves my Coen brothers theory, which is you don't like it the first time you see it. You think you do. You might enjoy it the first time you see it, but you don't really get it. The second time you see it, it's like, oh, shit, there it is.
About the security of your shit.
Now, granted, that movie was all about John Malkovich for most of it. But Brad, when he punches him in the face, just the expression that, you mean the face.
You think that's a Schwinn.
Oh, he's so good. Everyone is so good in that. I'm a bit of a hobbyist.
Appearances can be deceptive. Osborne Cox. Yes, that's $50,000. That's what was agreed upon. Osborne Cox. Such an idiot.
He really is. And his final scene in that was so goddamn magical. Just the look
jarring.
On his face that, hey. Yo, it was so fucking good.
That's terrible.
Then Benjamin Button. I don't know, man.
I don't either.
It just.
I don't either. Everybody kind of hated on it. I watched it.
Beautiful.
Thought, wow, this
beautiful movie.
Film.
And a decent enough story, but again,
I still think
it's playing. I don't think it's ended yet. Right. It's just one of those that just keeps going on, and it goes on like this. Like, my God, this never ends. But it was, it was fine enough little film. Then Inglourious Basterds, which it's tricky because that's like two movies.
Yes.
I mean, one of them is fantastic. Basically, it's one of the Bastard stuff is okay. That is goddamn... Christoph Waltz's movie Beginning to End. Everything he is in is
Absolutely.
The best film that year. When he's not on screen, it's okay. It's a decent movie. When he's on screen, it's the best thing that happened that year.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
It's fucking phenomenal with him.
With him, but...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh. In fact, I think that's the last meme I made for our Facebook page. Was,
yeah. Yeah.
Whatever his name is. The terrifying...
Bad Jew.
Yes. So, my God. Watch out for Eli Roth. some dude.
Right.
Watch out.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of tall.
Yeah, he is.
Me too.
Yep.
So.
There it is. Yeah. Megamind was cool. I'm surprised that they haven't, that Brad has not played a superhero other than the voice in that, because motherfucker, he looks like a cartoon pilot. They should just make him a fucking superhero.
Here to here first. Rocketeer 2.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Tree of Life. That's one of those movies that I thought was, I can't really recommend. It's
I haven't seen it.
Gorgeous, but it's fucking impossible. It's impossible to describe. It literally has the birth of the world, the birth of the planet. It has dinosaurs. Yes, there are fucking dinosaurs in this movie.
You would never gather that from the picture see over and over again in every magazine of just him with that haircut and a little boy.
Yeah.
No idea dinosaurs are
basically, you remember that you've seen the trailer?
I think so.
Watch the trailer. It is 90 minutes of, it is a feature length version of that trailer. It's fucking dense, but it's, I won't watch it again most likely, but it was a very interesting experience. It was a good movie, but I can't even call it a good movie. It was an interesting experience. That's all I can say. Then Moneyball.
See.
That's where it's at.
There are times you feel he finds a new gear because it's something he's really into.
Right.
Uh-huh. I mean, obviously, there are films he just made. I'm guessing he just made for the check.
Right.
Mexican seems like one of those.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Moneyball seems like, I'm really into this.
I like this. Well, because
he produced it as well, didn't
he? Yeah. How much he wildly commits to that character. He's like, all right, click. When you get the answer you want, hang up. He's so into that. He just... And that's another one of those where you look at a fucking Philip Seymour Hoffman kills it. Jonah Hill is great.
That more than anything else, was coming out party for Jonah
Hill.
Oh,
yeah.
I can actually act.
Have you seen Wolf of Wall Street
yet?
He's good in it. It is structurally identical to Goodfellas.
That's what I understand.
Identical, which means it starts out amazing, but by the end of it, you're like,
yeah.
All right, we're done here. I can go now. All right. But Moneyball, and that's one where even if you're not into baseball, it's a movie you can get into.
I'm just not into baseball at all.
Yeah.
But I saw it in the theater and enjoyed myself.
It's not that hard. Tell him it's incredibly hard. Then the only other thing that he's done on here that I've seen is World War Z.
Same here. I haven't seen Killing Them Softly.
Yeah, I haven't seen Killing Them Softly. I haven't seen 12 Years a Slave. The Counselor, that was one that I didn't see just based on principle because I watched 1,000 previews for it and I'm like, I have no idea what this movie's about at all.
Oh,
no idea what this fucking movie's about.
Friend of the show and Floridian now, Mark Clapp saw The Counselor.
Yeah.
And he couldn't, in any stronger terms, keep me away from it.
Okay.
Like, you don't need to see this.
Okay, nice.
Just don't.
Was it like when he walked out of Kick-Ass and just sent you a text, do not see?
Yeah.
Okay, that level. All right.
Yeah. This isn't for you.
Yeah. World War Z was interesting, but like after having listened to part of the audiobook, I understand that it was a fool's errand to even attempt to make that movie.
It's like Troy.
Yeah.
This is way too big, way too many characters, way too many points of view.
Yeah.
And they had to pick something and go with it. Troy, they had to pick just a couple of things and go. World War Z, from what I understand. I haven't read the book.
Yeah.
But the people that are into it are fucking
World War
into
Z,
it.
The full title is An Oral History of the Zombie War.
Right.
And it starts out with the first cases in Japan and in China, and it is just interviews here and there. And it just doesn't fucking work as a film. You couldn't have filmed that.
Our friend Rosemary hated it.
Because
she's such a huge fan of the book. Thank God I didn't read any of that book because I kind of enjoyed the movie.
There were some great moments in it. The rat pile. him standing on the edge of the roof to time it out.
No,
only thing that I don't get in it is zombies. Zombies are supposed to kill because they are hungry and wish to eat. But this, it was just like, you're infected, now I move on. You're infected, now I move on. And that just doesn't make sense with the accepted lore of zombie in any regard.
Well, maybe he was trying to reinvent the zombie genre.
It's possible he was. And here's the thing. It also had Marielle Enos in it from The Killing. And I am a fan of her. She is very pretty. But, you know. And she's very good as well. But yeah, World War Z was just kind of there. 12 Years a Slave, I evidently need to see because it's good.
Idea.
Steve McQueen, the director, is fantastic. African-American director, Steve McQueen. That's the greatest fucking line ever. It's like, wow, your politically correctness just made you into a racist, sir.
He is not American.
Yeah. Well, it was like when I was talking to a friend of mine about Doctor Who, and I was like, I really love Martha Jones. Oh, the African American one? I was like, no, the black lady. And he's like, oh. I go, dude, have you heard her talk? She's not American, stupid. Stop being so ethnocentric.
Yeah, really.
Jag off.
What's your problem,
fucking
Pat Buchanan?
Idiot. It was valiant, so it was okay. I should have called him a jerk off to his face.
I would like to masturbate right now in this car.
You know?
If I had my stuff with me, I would.
I think that about, I don't know, is there anything else to say about Bradley?
It's not a journey. Every journey ends,
oh,
but
Jesus.
We go on. The world turns and we turn with it.
Don't break eye contact with me.
Plans disappear. Dreams take over. But wherever I go, there you are. My luck, my fate, my fortune. Chanel number 5. Inevitable.
God damn. Oh, that is just the worst thing ever. That really is. I think that sums us up, right? Okay. Check us out at thefilmthugs.com on Facebook and Twitter, also on Vine. You can email us at thefilmthugs@gmail.com or thugquestions@gmail.com, and we will answer those on an upcoming show. But if you email us a topic, it will pop up a couple of days later because we're starved for ideas. You can call us at 512-666-RANT to create some comedy like from the beginning of this very show, or the _film_thugs on Skype. Go through our website to buy anything you want to from T-Fury or Amazon.com.
And on it.
And on it, yeah. Is there anything else?
Son of a bitch, we'll have big fun on the motherfucking bayou.